And I am Ready Three. Hello and welcome again. I am Lady V, and I'm here once more with the wonderful Nimbling and Cuddly Bear. Now, after scaring the shit out of the pair of them by making them watch the PT demo, I thought the perfect roundup of this would be to have them watch Silent Hill's PT in real life. This is a couple of videos created by a small YouTube group called The Oddest of the Odd. They're quite good with videos, and what they've done with this one was absolutely stunning. They start off, the first video is very faithful to the PT demo, and the second video, they have clearly taken the story and run with it, and they did very, very well. Now, the link for both videos will be in the Soundgasm file. Okay, so if you are watching along, then you can activate your videos now and you should be in sync with us.
Yeah, also, in order to full screen it, click on the cog next to the volume thing, and then press the go to full screen button. There we go. Did you find it?
It's being a bit sucky for me. But if you can move it, then by all.
No, I mean,
Oh, there
have
we
you
go.
found the full screen? Yeah, okay.
We're
I
using a
mean, I know
new.
you're technologically challenged, so it's
I'm
okay.
using something completely new because unfortunately Rabbit was being a bit of a bastard, so.
Fuck you, rabbit.
That looked like one of Barnes and Noble's like leather-bound classics books lying on the table there.
You look like a Barnes and Noble leather classic book.
Leather classic bound. Thank you. I'm gonna take that as a compliment because they're really pretty.
I'm saying your skin is leathery.
My skin is not leathery, meanie.
It's nice and smooth.
I will
Rub
tell
my
my
face
Saint
on it. How do
Bernard
you
to
know?
attack you. Because Lady and I do things at night, Bear, when you're
Yeah,
not
well,
watching.
it's gonna fall on that menino. It's immersion breaking that he's touching the doorknob. Why isn't he just walking into the door?
The
By the
person
way,
who lives here has a
this
problem.
watching thing is often a lot better than Rabbit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Rabbit seems to lag a lot. This has none.
Now he's back downstairs.
This is one of
Wasn't
my
that
favorite
wall
things, the
white
trans
before?
the back one, no, the back one was color. It's the transitions in this that I thought they did really, really well.
Boo.
Oh my God, Bear, stop it! Was not nice.
Oh, Bear, you're so mean.
Boo.
I'm not falling for that now.
Okay.
And if you try that again, my Saint Bernard will attack.
Having seen this, you now just think, now walk away.
Yeah. Just no.
Jesus Christ. That still sounds like someone who's coming, but just kind of weirdly.
Why would you go up there?
Don't.
I
Please,
would
for
get
the
the
love of
fuck
God,
out of
don't.
there. Don't.
Buddy
Why?
left your channel.
They replicated that really well as a weird
They
baby
did.
Monster.
Quite impressed with that.
Ooh, no 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 no. Whoa. No 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 no. No, no, don't,
no,
no, no, no, no,
no,
no.
Please don't.
Motherfucker, you lied. Why would you go up there?
I like the way that they've managed to fit all the little bits in more compressed space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew. That music so bad.
Very disturbing. That was the whole thing about Silent Hill. Everything about it made you uncomfortable.
No.
I wonder whose house they did this in and whether it actually felt the same after it was done.
Don't know.
What?
This was impressive, the fact that they actually suspended a fridge.
Oh my God. Are those bottles always there?
No.
The little bits change.
Oh, shit. Fuck, titty.
Really good makeup as well.
Holy ass, but that last one fucking scared me.
Yeah. This music shit is so scary.
This air raid siren, as I
Yeah,
mentioned
that's
before, this whole thing is
music,
about the
nice men.
descent. Yeah, it's about a descent into another reality. And whenever this air raid siren happened, you knew you were fucked.
Oh God.
And here's one for the fans.
Is that Pyramid Head? Yeah, it is. Oh, he's so cool.
Yeah. Oh,
I need some tea.
So that was the first installment.
I have to admit, I wasn't as scared this time.
I'm more scared this time, among other things, because last time we were recording in the afternoon and the sun was shining into my house. And right now it's 1:45 in the morning and it's super dark and I'm terrified.
Oh,
Boo.
are you sure
No.
you're going to be able to last the longer one then?
Yes, as long as we do some cute animal slash Stardew Valley aftercare.
I will do some aftercare after this. So, just to briefly talk about that before we move on to the other, I was really, really impressed with that when I first saw it because they'd obviously couldn't get the same sort of layout and floor plan as the video game. But what they did with the small space that they did was super impressive, and I really liked the nod at the end to old style Silent Hill Pyramid Head, and that just made me all the happier for the second one.
Is there only one Silent Hill movie?
There are two Silent Hill movies. The first one I liked. You know, it wasn't brilliant cinema.
Is that the one where like a child goes missing and they go looking for it?
Yeah, that's
the one I've seen.
Yeah, the second one is based on the third game, I think, and it was okay, but it wasn't as good as the first one. Right, so...
Like the one in the first one where they go to, like, they get caught in a little room and there's, like, the Pyramid Head dude, like, smashes his sword in through the door and starts trying to slice the fuck out of them, and, like, cockroaches are coming in everywhere. So fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Silent Hill was all about, and it was about fucked up images, which, you know, Hideo Kojima does very well.
Yeah, let's go.
So we are now going to put up the second video. Sorry. And in this video, they have pretty much taken it their own route.
Is it a continuation of the first?
Yeah.
Does he start out in front of Pyramid Head?
Mm-hmm.
No, he doesn't.
This does a revamp, but basically it is continuing for a bit. It's going from the idea that he's reset again.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Oh, that's why he was reset.
Don't just stand there. Run.
Fuck you, Konami.
Yeah, I like that touch. That little design there is actually the logo for Hideo Kojima's new game.
Something that always annoys me is if that was me, I would be like moving pressed against the wall because he could just be so easily sneaking up on him.
Pyramid Head tends to be non-sneaky. It's the other things that you have to look out for. Well, but Pyramid Head, I would just always be like, know when he's coming.
If it were me, I would just be like, I don't know what the fuck is going on here. If something else is here, I'm not just going to leave my back open for something to sneak up on me.
So now we experience Gaming Bad Decisions 101, following the trail of blood.
Fucking look up, you dick bag. Why are you just... Oh.
Oh yeah, go into the fucking locker room with the blonde.
go into the locker room looking down at the fucking bloodstains on the floor, because what could possibly be relevant to see in here?
I love how you get more angry the more you're scared, man.
Don't open that door.
Don't. Fucking don't. Oh god, oh my god.
My scare scared you. Oh shit.
What is that?
That would be another homage to Silent Hill original monsters. I think that they were in Silent Hill 2.
Fucking hell.
They would spit acid at you.
Oh.
Oh! Motherfucker, why do you never run from shit?
I mean, I guess he is trying to escape it, so that's
but
something.
Then he just walks blindly into the
that scared the fuck out of me.
So, I might have lied.
Fucking titty.
He does occasionally speak up.
Holy shit, that made my whole body clench.
God. Did I make you clench, Bear?
Not in the good orgasm kind of way. Well, I guess we got the answer mumbling if you tried to go back.
He just keeps walking into rooms like he has clearly established at this point that he's in a motherfucking mental house. I'm just gonna walk into this room and slam the door so I can't get out without knowing what the fuck you're walking into. Why is that book made of skin?
It's a little nod to the Necronomicon.
That is terrifying. Why is the plant downstairs now? I don't like that plant. It's evil.
Well, the Necronomicon is certainly evil, so maybe it's gonna make some. The Necronomicon is the book of the dead. Can call demons and stuff.
There's so many pills here now.
It's birth control pills.
Things are looking a little bit more messy.
I'm so terrified right now. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Now, for those watching who have played Silent Hill 2, this should be very familiar. Actual in-game map, which I remember opening up every 5 minutes.
What is that jacket thing? What, that wasn't there before?
Haunted jacket. That banana's looking a bit worse for wear.
Someone ate some of the chocolate.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Did you really want to eat anything out of this house?
No.
No.
But once he says fuck off.
I was sleeping with a nightlight today.
What is that?
Someone standing there?
What the fuck is that?
Pyramid Head.
No, it's not. It's one of the nurses, isn't it?
Pyramid Head has come to say hello.
Oh, it is Pyramid Head.
Oh my god. Fucking run! Do you never learn your lessons, motherfucker? What is that? Oh god.
That, I believe, was a cultist.
Wait, he just went back in.
Please don't.
No. No. Wait, did he just get in and out of the same door?
Yeah. He did.
Oh my god, fuck me.
Oh, look, little cockroaches.
What is going on?
Don't go in there. Oh no, 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 no.
Fuck that.
Fuck.
Fuck being in the forest late at night.
Fuck.
Hail to the no, no, no. Light higher, you cunt. Motherfucking cunt. What's that?
Oh god.
Is that Pyramid Head?
I don't know, but he's gonna walk towards it.
Don't.
Of course he is, the fucking moron.
The fuck is that? Vulture. Oh, it's a picture. Or what? It has no depth. I can't.
No! Oh, is that the fridge?
Yep.
Oh.
Oh my god. Oh no. Oh no, 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 no. This is so not good.
It totally had no depth for me. I couldn't see what the fuck that was. It's gonna start wiggling, isn't it?
Oh no, please don't, please don't! Why are you going over to it? You're fucking retarded, you shouldn't be allowed outside! Why do you not have adult supervision, you moron?
Don't, bro.
It just looks so beautifully creepy.
You look beautifully creepy.
This motherfucker is too curious for his own damn good. If I was in that situation, I would just be like, how the fuck do I get away from here? Oh my god.
Don't turn around. Please don't turn around. Don't turn around towards the again.
Hello? Why?
Have a really good transition.
God.
Oh, no, 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 please don't.
The hands are a little homage to Hideo Kojima's new game, which hasn't come out yet, called Death Stranding or Stranding.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. The trailer looks pretty amazing.
It does, and it's got Mads Mikkelsen in it.
And it has Reedus or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Norman Reedus too.
Don't look at the hands, look up with your... Kick it. Kick him. Kick the darkness. I roll to kick. Punch. Kick punch.
Motherfucker, there are more important things in that room than the fucking handprints!
Nope. Nope.
Oh. Oh no. Oh no. Oh,
okay, he fell over.
What is...
Why would you look away from her?
Fuck. Me. The ass.
I love the way that he's pressing a floor like he actually knows where he's going at this point. Stay here. It's nice and light. Nothing's happening here.
Don't turn the corner.
Why?
Oh, it's light down there. Quick. Vámonos. It nope, was just light there. Don't go back, you fucktard.
I'm gonna go to dark places and tight corners. Or tight places.
That's how you get jump scared.
What does that sound?
My anus. The fucking shadow.
Walk towards it.
I can already see there's someone standing there, isn't there? Or what?
Guys, I'm like sitting with my back pressed against the wall. Oh god. And I'm like terrified of something creeping up on me right now. Fuck.
Fuck my...
Well, technically she didn't creep up on you.
Please stop. Please, no. Please, lady.
Well, good news is, you're not trapped in the corridor with her any longer.
No, but now you're in a fucking cornfield. Stephen King wrote a book about that. That's a bad sign.
Yep, that's the bad news.
Stephen King has written a book about it. You are fucked.
Sure, why wouldn't there be a random woman laughing?
What?
Dude, run!
We're back in the house again.
Please let this be over soon.
I need to hate these stairs.
We're only fucking halfway.
Really?
I believe in you.
Can I just say something, though? That I never get... Oh god, what was that?
Someone making a cup of tea.
Oh fuck, I need some tea. Reminding me.
What was it you were gonna say, Mimbling?
The thing, oh.
Tentacle, right?
Oh god. No, the thing that I don't get is that if it was me, I would be like, I need a game plan. I need to get out of here. Oh my, what the shit is going on here?
Don't look up, 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 don't look up. Kick it.
Kick her in the fucking pussy so hard that she can't see straight, and then you get the fuck out.
Blow job. She's so pretty.
We're fucking asking for that, dude.
Arthur needs a good clean.
Yeah, that is the last place I would put my newborn baby, even if it was like premature and probably not going to make it.
Lick it.
The toilet or the blood?
Blood.
What? Squish.
Yeah, so squishy. Now things start coming together. I was really quite impressed with how they dealt with the story.
Oh, he can see himself.
Yep.
I didn't even notice that. Oh my God. Oh no.
That's the dad, I guess.
That was the back that was talking.
It was what?
The back that was talking in the start.
Oh yeah.
Those tags.
What was that?
The tags around his neck. They're another nod to Death Stranding, I believe.
So this is actually somewhat newish.
This came out months ago.
Oh no. Why would you go up there, dude? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I warn you now, the following scenes will be gross and disturbing. Not sure about the significance of tags. Not had a chance to play Death Stranded yet.
No, because it's not out. Oh, shit.
Buddy joined your channel.
I think that was the guy in the tighty whities in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Maybe.
There were so many conspiracy theories about that particular set of numbers.
Interesting.
Now, there have been rumours, or they did, I messaged them after I saw this, and, you know, congratulating on it, and they did kind of hint at a third one that might be coming out. But honestly, I mean, those two on their own make up a brilliant story. The only problem with watching that is towards the end it gets so engrossing that you just have this long period of silence.
I don't know. I felt like it became very movie-esque in the ending. Like, I don't know. Somehow got caught up in
trying to figure out everything. Explaining and rounding it up in the end of it.
Oh my god. That was pretty fucking scary, not gonna lie.
Yeah, I think it was scarier the second time around when you couldn't actually, didn't have any foreknowledge of what was coming.
Yeah.
I don't know what's coming, and it's definitely...
There was some good scares in that one, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That one with the fucking... where he was hiding in the room and the fucking pyramid head just knocks on the window. Fuck. Me.
Somebody's ass contracted on that one, I take it.
The one that got me the most was the one where he was running from that chick that kept chasing him.
Yeah, that's a genuine little spine tingles on that one. All right, well, thank you very much for listening, guys. I am going to stop torturing these two, and I'm going to take Mim off for some aftercare with puppies and kittens and rainbows and sunshine.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed yourselves. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.